Proclamation number 3659 of 17th of January, 1946. Urgent reminder to work on the soul. Do you know whether you will still live to see tomorrow? Whether you will still have the strength to work on earth and to shape yourselves into spiritual maturity? Do you know whether your life will not end prematurely and you will no longer be able to work if you live without strength in the beyond? Therefore reckon every day and every hour with your passing away and make use of the time. Work diligently on your soul and gather spiritual riches so that you will not pass over into the beyond empty and poor. God calls out to all of you. Do not value earthly life too highly and do not forget your soul, for it alone outlasts earthly life and must bear the consequences of your earthly change. And if you only strive for earthly possessions on earth which you cannot take over into eternity, then your fate in the beyond will only be pitiful, for you possess nothing and therefore cannot give anything. And therefore also receive nothing. Again and again you will be reminded to remember your souls. Don't ignore this admonition which comes to you from above, but seriously consider the danger you are in if you live lukewarmly and indolently and only seek and accept the world. Seek to detach yourselves from it and to enter into contact with the spiritual kingdom. Constantly remind yourselves that every day can be your last and give yourselves an account as to whether you feel mature enough to enter the spiritual kingdom. You are indeed involved in earthly duties which you have to fulfill, yet always leave them in second place and work on your soul first, for the earthly duties will be taken over by someone else if you are no longer able to fulfill them when your earthly life is over. But no one can take your soul's work off your hands. You have to do it yourselves, and you will be judged according to it in eternity. And therefore you should always reckon with a premature death, for no one of you has much time left, and therefore the work of the soul is more urgent than ever. And anyone who is called by God to work for his kingdom should be diligently active and point out to people everywhere that they don't have much time left. He should inform them of their fate in eternity if they enter the kingdom of the beyond without strength, because the human being on earth neglected to gather spiritual riches, and this alone signifies strength and the possibility to also be active in the beyond. But without such the soul is inactive, powerless and in a pitiable state which it can, however, avert if it follows the admonitions, if it puts the well-being of its soul before that of the body, if the human being constantly provides the soul with spiritual nourishment and thus gives it strength to shape itself according to God's will. For you humans don't have much time left, but you will constantly be informed of the end and the consequences of an unused earthly life. Therefore pay attention to these indications, be active and work with love as long as you can still work on earth, and thereby create a blissful fate for yourselves in the beyond, where you may then be active for your own happiness, because strength and light is your share, which you will then constantly receive from God, who shapes your souls according to his will. Amen.